As ISIS continues to recruit new members around the world, some members are actually leaving. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Vice President and Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle just returned from the Middle East.
There are some that are displeased. For them, it's about identity. They got involved. It's not exactly what they thought it would be. We have leaders that are talking to former ISIS people that have left, that are very careful, sharing about their background, but they're searching for meaning.
The beheading video guy, Jihadi John, well, he's left the terror group. Doyle tells us radical Islam is pointing less radical Muslims to Christ. Terrorists aren't the only ones pursuing a better future. Children's Hope Chest is discipling young people spiritually and training them for leadership. It has a program where children receive an education and opportunities to serve at the care points where they grew up. They're investing in the future, and the future's looking pretty bright. Children's Hope Chest, Laura Fisher.
It's made such an incredible difference. Greater stability is there. There's a vision for the future, and there truly is hope for sufficiency and dignity as God intended.
Visit missionnews.org to see how you can help Children's Hope Chest raise new leaders. And speaking of leaders, Orphan Outreach recently found a new one. Ray Diaz was named executive director. He's going to lead church partnerships and program development. He has 17 years of experience working with children trapped in poverty, and he was a pastor in the United States. Pray that God would give Diaz wisdom as he makes important decisions. You can find other ways to get involved with Orphan Outreach through a link in our web story. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.